Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, we're riding with the king, Howard Eskin, of course, sponsored as always by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's is opening up two more locations in the next couple months, one in Royersford, another in Langhorne, but you're sure to check them out. Make it McGurk's. Howard Eskin after another Eagles victory last night. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, we are just absolutely sensational. I thought it was just like hours ago I was standing on the field at SoFi Stadium. But I'm doing great because it was a really good game, and it was exciting for a while. But it's exciting because of the results. But it was a really, really good game. And IQ,
yes,
I think the defense really was important.
Howard, if you're going to tell us it's a star-studded affair, at least tell us who's out there. I mean, you know, you out there just dropping nuggets and don't give anybody no background. I was a little mad at you behind that.
Who is the biggest name celebrity you saw last night, Howard?
You know what? You know, they were all big. How's that?
Bradley Cooper?
See, we see him all the time. See what he's doing?
He doesn't want to rank anyone over Bradley Cooper.
Not as big a celebrity to me because he was a fan of mine when he was growing up, so wow. I just consider him one of those guys.
So you're the celebrity to Bradley Cooper.
You know, it's amazing. No. Well, actually, I was when he first met me, which was, you know, it's really kind of, Bradley Cooper is terrific. As a person, as an actor, he's terrific. But when he walked up to me the first time and he says, Howard, I'm Bradley Cooper. I said, what? I said, what? I said, I know who you are. I said, how do you know? He says, come on, man. I grew up in the area. I listened to you on the radio, watched you on TV. And then the next time I saw him, he started giving me things that I used to, sort of rattling off to me, things I used to do on the radio.
So he was fanboying a little bit.
He actually was, which is crazy. Sunny in Philadelphia.
He did the open on NBC last night. So I saw him.
Rob McElhaney.
Yep.
Okay. This is another amazing thing. He comes up to me. He says, he introduces himself. Obviously, I knew who it was. And he says, I'll never forget when I was younger and you gave me an autograph and I was so excited. I said, yes. So, and he addressed me in the proper way. He told his son, he said, this is a legend. I said, no, no, I'm Howard. He said, no, 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 you're a legend. So not only did I give him an autograph, you know, he categorizes me in a fashion that was really, I don't like to be called that, but in a fashion that was really kind of cool. When the team goes to L.A., because Jeffrey Lurie has so many connections, obviously, because of the business mm-hmm. that he was in, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that come to these games.
Well, that's true. A lot of stars out there last night. And Howard, the star that shined the brightest, he was on the field. Saquon Barkley. Howard, when they signed him, I knew he'd be good, right? He's a really tremendous player, a tremendous athlete. I think he still had something left. Howard, I didn't envision this. I mean, we're talking about a running back now that is legitimately in the mix to break the NFL rushing record and win an MVP. Howard, I didn't think he'd be this great.
Okay, I'm going to try to put this back in perspective, and Saquon Barkley would tell you the same thing. It is not important to win or to break an NFL record for rushing or win an MVP. What's important is to win a Super Bowl. That's the most important thing. And all you guys and everybody, well, you know, how come Saquon Barkley's not higher in the odds in the MVP?
Well, he shot up now. He's third highest now.
Well, but I don't care. I don't care because what I care about, there was nothing more exciting for me than to stand there on that field in Minnesota and watch that team win a Super Bowl. Somebody asked me on social media this morning, is this the greatest performance you've ever seen? No, Nick Foles was the greatest performance that I've ever seen. And one of the reasons is it was in a playoff game. Saquon Barkley is great. He is really, really, really good. And those, boy, the Giants, boy, how foolish does that moron who's the general manager now look? First of all, the conversation with Saquon Barkley on Hard Knocks and his owner saying, you know, I hope we don't lose Saquon Barkley. We can't let him go to Philadelphia. Okay. You know, it's all played out in so many different ways. But Saquon Barkley, not only is Saquon Barkley a great player, just who he is as a teammate and a person. I didn't know him before he came to New York. I mean, I knew who he was. But I didn't know he was such a great teammate and a great person. And it's hard to find that combination because usually guys, when you're that good, you kind of get you kind of big time a lot of people. He doesn't do any of that. He's really, and that's important within the locker room for young players. And those young players on defense, I know they're on the other side of the football, but the defense, without the defense, the Eagles would have two more losses. At minimum, without the defense, the Eagles would have two more losses. So, Hugh Douglas, just remember this. Defense does matter, big guy.
Sounds like a necessity.
Yeah. Somebody told me who was there, though. Bradley Cooper.
Well, you saw who was there on TV. Will Arnett.
I wanted Howard to tell.
Well, he doesn't even want to name names. I mean, that's...
I don't want to name names.
You know, I just... Did you, listen, I was there to work a football game.
Oh, of course. Did you see the other king that was there? LeBron? He was there at some point.
Well, nice.
You know what? Trigger warning. LaFraud just wanted to be there because it was on NBC. And he wanted to get some attention. He is the most insecure superstar I have ever seen in my lifetime. It's so insecure.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time to leave. The Lakers aren't
still
going
playing
anywhere.
It. Really, all right, leave. Let's stop. We'll argue with this another time.
Yeah. Let's and we won't have to argue because.
Well, I mean, he's still playing at a high level. Anyway, Howard, let's talk about everything last night except one thing was great. They played really well. They protected the football. They dominated after the first couple drives on defense. They won by 17. It's all wonderful. But Howard, obviously, a big injury here. Brandon Graham out for the season. I know he'll still do the show tonight with you and Spike. Howard, if you had told me before the year that he'd get hurt, I would have said, that's unfortunate. He's a great dude. But at this stage, maybe they won't miss him a lot. But after watching him for the 11 games, they're going to miss him a lot. Howard, he was still playing over 40% of the snaps, still a big part of this thing. That's a huge loss now.
It's amazing how good a year he was having at this point in his career. How many years with the Eagles? Like 15 years with the Eagles?
Yeah, 2010 to now, yep.
Yeah, it's just 15 years, and the play at this level is absolutely amazing. He just, it's like that battery that just gives you the extra juice when you know it's going to be done. And I think, first of all, he always played hard, so I don't want to imply that he wasn't playing hard. He's only playing harder because it's his last year. He knows it's his last year, and he is giving everything he's got, every bit of juice that he had, he was giving. I didn't think it was a big deal when he came out of the game because he had told during breaks of the show, I don't think we ever mentioned it on the air, he says, my elbow's hurting a little bit. And he said it for the last couple of weeks, that my elbow's hurting a little bit. And then when I thought about that afterwards, I thought, well, maybe there was something in there that was weak. And I guess that tendon or whatever, the ligament or tendon or whatever it is by medical terms, was getting weaker. And it just finally gave out. And I will say this, and I never want to see a player. We never want to see a player. And I consider Brandon Graham a great player because of the longevity. He's not in it to get attention like the fraud James. He's in it because he loves it, and he's not looking for anything else. But when you're into that last year, and I remember Charles Barkley played. He stretched it out another year, and then he had that really serious, what was it, a knee injury. And that was, it's telling you something. We all want him to come back. We all want to never see a player leave because we enjoy great players so much. But Father Time never loses.
Undefeated.
Undefeated is right. And he'll be around even if he's not playing football. But I think there's a message there with this injury. It's his last year. He said it was his last year. I'm not telling him to retire. I'm just saying, when you see these things happen, it's kind of a message. And again, I would hope he'd play forever, but that's impossible. So I don't know what his decision's going to be, but I think there was a message sent when you have that injury. Now, he can come back from that injury, but that doesn't mean, but will he have as good a year next year, and would we be disappointed? I don't know that he could have another year like this.
You might be right on that. Howard, how do you think they replace him? Is this just a matter of more snaps for Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat? I mean, they're down now without Huff, without Graham. And do you think they'd go try to sign a veteran free agent? I mean, 2 years ago, they had injuries on the interior. They brought in Sue and Joseph. Do you think they might try to do something like that again on just with an edge?
At this point, I don't know that a player could come in and understand quickly enough what they have to do. And the player hasn't played the whole year.
Let me give you a name. He signed with Miami late last year, so there's some familiarity with Fangio. Jason Pierre-Paul is a free agent, Howard. There was a report last month he still wants to play.
Yeah, good. Done.
I mean, he's the same age as Brandon Graham. I mean,
But he's not the same player.
Well, sure, but I'm looking for a body here. I asked Hugh if he could go suit up again.
I think it's going to have to be from within. I think it's going to have to be internal. I really think it's going to have to be internal. You're going to have to get somebody from within because they practice with the team. They know the team. Even the practice squad guys know what's going on. You still have to get out there and be on the field. You just can't step on the field after how many weeks is the season now? 11 weeks, 12 weeks?
Well, this will be week 13 coming up. Yeah.
Okay, 13 weeks. Yeah, the bye week kind of throws me off a little bit. But I just don't think a player can come in after having all that time without any physical practice. It just doesn't work. I think they're going to have to do it from within. And I will never forget the Super Bowl team. You know, that famous, that phrase that everybody used, next man up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of, who was it? Jason Peters got hurt that year too.
Yeah,
right?
It was Peters. It was Jordan Hicks. It was obviously Carson. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Darren Sproles. Yeah.
They had five key players get hurt. And that's what football is. And you've got to overcome that. And I think that's what the Eagles are going to have to do, is overcome that. They're going to have to find somebody from those 40-some snaps that plays well. I don't know that they could play as close to the way Brandon Graham was playing, but I think you have to do it from within. Next man up. I hate cliches in football. It's like one game at a time. If you ask any player, they know what their schedule is 3 games from now. But the mentality that the coach you wanted to fire, Joe, is pounding into their head. It's just play each game. Don't worry about anything else. Play for each other. Play physical. Do the things that he's really, really emphasized to those players. And that's what they're doing. And they're just going to, I'm sure, in his next team meeting, whenever that is, whether it's probably Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They've probably given him a couple of days off. He's going to pound into their heads. We are good enough. It's not me. We are good enough. And we are going to overcome any injury we have, because we have players that he feels are going to be able to step in. And that's what you have to do. I don't think you bring somebody in from the outside. You might put somebody on the practice squad somewhere just to fill it up. But if you take somebody off the practice squad. But no, I think what is here is what's going to have to be here. And that's usually the way it works in football, especially at this time of the season. And
yep.
We all miss Brandon Graham. And I saw him after the game, but I can't wait to see him tonight when he comes in for the show. And he was still smiling. He's standing in his locker, and he's still smiling, and he's keeping a positive attitude. And that's what you need. And I'm sure he'll talk to his teammates. He says, you guys are good enough. I'll be here, but I won't be on the field.
Yep. Well, we're excited to hear him tonight. 6 o'clock, Brandon Graham show on WIP with Howard and Spike. You're Brandon. And Howard.
You. It's called defense.
Matters.
Defense.
Y'all ain't going to pick with me about this.
Yes, we are.
Of course you are.
Yes,
we literally are doing that.
Still mad at you because you didn't tell us who was at the thingy.
He doesn't want to name names.
I know, he just waxed poetic about how great he was.
When somebody says that I was his idol, come on now, I can't. We're all people. We're all just hanging.
Is that what it is?
We're all just people.
This
is 7 billion of us. Yep.
5 minutes.
Howard, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good show tonight and happy Thanksgiving, Howard.
I'll see you later, man. Have a good one.
I can't wait.
There he goes. What a dope Howard Eskin there. I like how he wraps it with a nice bow at the end. Like, yeah, we're all just people after he was telling us.
Yeah, after he waxed poetic for like five
minutes. About how
minutes.
Bradley Cooper said, you're my hero or something.
Come on.
That guy. So Howard,
kid,
Howard's
man.
Not into.